Okay, today is Daf Tet Zayin. We're at Tet Zayin Beis. We'll just redo the Mishnah quickly. The Mishnah says like this: last Mishnah on the page. Kol hanavelos, any nevelos, all nevelos, mitstarfos zu im zu, combine one with another. What does that mean? That they combine one with another, right? Let's say you have a nevela. As Rashi says, even if you have half a zebra and a half a cow, they're both gone without shechita. So they could be mitzarev for a tumah, for whatever, for anything. Kol nevelos mitstarfos zu im zu. Call a shkatsim mitstarf from zoom zoom, and the same thing with shkatsim, right? Very simple mission. Amar Rav, Rav makes it less simple. Amar Rav says Rav, lo shanu, that's only true el inyan tuma, that's only true regarding tuma, right? Aval inyan achila, but regarding achila, tahorin bifnei atzman utumeyim bifnei atzman. Regarding achila, tahor animals are separate, and non-kosher animals are separate. As Rashi says, the last wide line, Rashi says in the last wide line, Abul Inyan Achila, L'chayev Aleihen Mishum Losok Mikol Nevela. Regarding the issue of the Avera of Losok Mikol Nevela, Lo Mitztarfin, they don't combine. Ella, rather, Nevelos Tahor Rifnei Atzman, kosher animals Mitztarfim Zuim Zu, they combine unevelos tumeos bifnei atzman, and non-kosher animals are also combined. Avol le'inyan iser achila, but regarding the iser of achila, the gear says change over here because it's repeating itself. The word avol can't be there. Lo mitzdarfin, they don't combine one with another. In other words, you can't combine non-kosher animals and kosher animals regarding eating an avela. Why not? The ain iser chal alisa. Because we have a rule, ain iser chal alisa. What does that mean? The lo asi iser nevela, the chayil al iser behema tmeya. You can't have an iser nevela on top of an iser nevela. What did I just say? You can't have an Isser Nevela on top of an Isser Trefa. In other words, a zebra is not a kosher animal. So how many times can it not be edible? I'm not allowed to eat it. Why not? Why am I not allowed to eat it? Because it's not kosher. Now, what if it died without Shechita and I eat it? Same. It's the same not kosher. I'm going to be chayav again now for eating a Nevela? Nevela only doesn't make sense. Right? It's already Isser. Therefore, therefore, I can't eat a half a kezias of zebra, and a half that whether it was a had shechita or not is irrelevant, and a half a kezias of a cow that died without shechita. How can that combine? Now, a cow is kosher, so if a cow shechted properly, I'm allowed to eat it, right? If a cow shechted properly, I'm allowed to eat it, right? Again, if a cow shechted, I'm allowed to eat it. So what happened over here? It wasn't shechted properly. How can I combine that? It's what he did. It's an avela. How can I combine it with a non-kosher? Non-kosher is not kosher. Correct. So, for example, if you have a half a kezias of cow and a half a kezias of lamb, that would combine to make me iser nevela. Why? Because they're both kosher. They both died without shechita. They're both nevelas. That will combine. Non-kosher animal? Doesn't make sense. Right? Now, by the way, the Kiryas Sefer, I don't know if I've ever said this, the Kiryas Sefer says, why is there a rule in Isser Chal Isser? Why? Because it's a Svara. How many times can Zayin be Asa? Svara. How many times can Zayin be Asa? We're going to have an attention right now. Levi Amar. Levi says no. Afilu Achilu Nami Mitztarfin. Even they can combine for eating, says Rashi. The Rashi of Levi Amar Afilu Achilu Nami Mitztarfin. Dikas Savar. Levi holds. Isser chal al isser. Isser does is chal isser. The chayev shtayim. And you'd be chayev twice. What are you chayev twice for? One for eating non-kosher, and one for eating a nevela. Achas mishum behem tebeya, the achas mishum nevela. Now, Tosvos, it's the last Tosvos on the page. We don't have to read the, where he says, V'levi Amar, he asks the question. V'im Tomar. V'chi pligi rab v'levi, v'pulsa t'anoy v'alma d'amir, v'pligi isser chal isser? Lady holds it to chal, isn't it? Nobody holds that. The whole shot is full of cases. We hold pain. What's going on here? Because with the parak b'sama Ravasi, Ravasi is going to be a third sheet in a minute. Because Mishani Kasavah Haytana Itzachal Lizer Alma Itzle Kula Maroy the Pligi Hacha the Ein Itzachal Lizer. How on earth can somebody possibly hold? Yeah, Levi says that Itzachal Lizer. The whole Shas is full of nobody argues on that principle. So what's Levi saying? So Tosas, now we can pick, now really look at it inside. Top line and Tosas and Tzayinamel Vinira Lafarish. Nobody disputes the principle of Ein Yisrachal Lizer. Nobody disputes that. As the King of David said, how many times is something the Yasim? Nobody disputes that. Believe you, Amalach, Af Agav de Ba'alma. Ein Yisrachal Lizer, even though normally that's true, Hacha, over here, Moded de Yisrachal Lizer. By Nevela, there's an exception. Why is there an exception by Nevela of all places? Because the Gully Krab in Nevela. The pasuk by Nevela, the Chsiv, it says, V'chelev Nevela, such and such and such. Now, Chelev is usur, no matter what. Right? And Nevela is only usur if it dies without Shechita. Right? Chelev is usur even if it dies with Shechita. Now, you can never eat Chelev, right? So Chelev really came first. Chelev, the Israel of Chelev is older than the Israel of Nevela. The Israel of Chelev is usur the minute it's born. Nevela is only if it dies without Shechita. It's later on. And what do you see? The pasuk put both of them together. Right? V'olchol otochluhu. And Torah said, don't eat that. Don't eat Chelev, don't eat Nevela, but they're in the same pasuk. So the Gemara makes a diuk. HaTorah Amra, Yavo Isser Nevela. Isser Nevela can come. V'yachol al Isser Chelev. And can go on top of the Isser Chelev. So therefore, if you eat Chelev of a Nevela, you chayev twice. Why chayev twice? Once you eat Chelev, and you eat Nevela. We're gonna do that tomorrow's stop. Just like the Pasuk the Torah said that you can be chayev twice for Chelev and Nevela. For Chelev and Nevela. Hu adin the chayel nami iser Nevela tuma. So too, we can have more a Chelev Nevela and non kosher. Right? Tuma here means non kosher. Right? That's the very stretch. Just like, the truth is the Gemara is going to say this today. What Tosafot just said, the Gemara is really going to allude to it. Just like the Torah said that you can have Nevela and Chelev, so too you can have Nevela and non-kosher. So therefore, according to Levi, if you eat a non-kosher animal without Shechita, you chayev twice. Once for eating non-kosher, and once for eating a Nevela. Okay? Rav said, that's impossible. Ether, when the Mishnah said all non-kosher and kosher, everything combines, that was only regarding tumah. Regarding eating, it doesn't make any sense. Eat it to chalit. That was only regarding tumah. Now, Ravasi Amar, Tahorin la'atman, Pitameyin la'atman. The Torah animals are by themselves, and the non-kosher animals are by themselves. Now, what did he mean by that? Did he mean for tumah and for eating? Only tuma, not eating. Only eating, not tuma. What did he mean by that? So it's a machlokas. What he meant? Ikad amri. Some say, pligi ad rav. Some say he was arguing on rav, right? Some say he was arguing on rav. Why is he arguing on rav? As Rashi points out, the kasavar. I'm the next Rashi there. Ikad amri called ravasi plug the rav. The kasavar had the amar of asti tahorul asav etemela atma. When Ravasi just said now, kosher animals on their own, either by themselves, and non-kosher animals by themselves, Mishum, the Bein Le'inyan Tumah, Bein Le'inyan Achila, regarding both. Mokim Rav, Asi, Lamasina, Titani, and therefore our Mishnah says, Kol Nevelos Mitzdarfos, that all Nevelos combine, Hainu, Taharim of the Atman, Utrein of the Atman, Afil Le'inyan Tumah, Hainu, the Pligi, the Rav. Rav said that kosher and non-kosher can combine for Tumah. Says Ravasi, they don't even combine for Tumah. Or, back in the Gemara, Ikad Amri Lo Pligi. Others say that they're not really arguing. They're not arguing at all, right? That Ravasi and Rav are saying the same thing, that they only combine for Tumah, but for eating, he agrees with Rav that Ein Isser Chalit. Okay? Now, Meisei. We have a Brice that says the following thing. Misas para, a dead cow, the chaye gabal, and a live camel. What does that mean? That means he took a slice out of a dead cow, then he took a slice out of a live camel. Half a shear from the cow, half a shear from the gumel. He made one big fat sandwich. Right? Ein mitzdarf and zoom zoom. They don't combine. Now, we'll make a deal. By virtue of the fact that we spoke about a dead cow and a live camel, we can make a deal. What if they're both dead? Ha, imisat shnehem. If they were both dead, then mitzdarfin. They would combine. Right? They would combine. Vekasha tl Rav Asi, and it's a kasha on Rav Asi, according to the first way we clear Rav Asi. First way we said that they never combined. Right? It's a kasha on Rav Asi. Rashi points out why it's a kasha on Rav. Rav said, what did Rav say? He didn't say the same thing. He said almost, Rav said they combine for tumah and not for eating. Rav said they don't combine for anything, according to the first verse. They don't combine for anything. They don't combine for tumah and they don't combine for eating. This brisa says that if they were both dead, it's a diuk, they would combine for, they would combine. Kash on Ravasi says Rashi, it's not a kash on Rav, because Rav will tell you this brisa means they combine for tumah. What does it say they combine for? I said they combine for a sandwich. It doesn't say that in the brisa. It could be they combine for tumah. According to Ravasi, they don't combine for anything. There's a kash on him. Isn't that what I just said? The brisa said that a live cow, a dead cow and a live camel combined.
Why is the live camel?
What?
How is the live camel?
1 minute. One second. But Ravasi said kosher animals and non-kosher animals never combine. Kash on him. Now, why isn't that a kash on Rav? Because Rav said that they combined for tumah. So that's not a kasha. What's the tumah? A live camel?
Yeah.
So, we're going to see in a minute. It's basically going to be Abraham and Achai tumah. Exactly. Right, so. That's exactly the point. But it combines with the cow. That's exactly the point. It combines with the cow. In itself, it's so could be in itself, it's tummy. It's a tumah. Right. No. As Rashi says, Avol Rav lo mati lepruche. It's not a kash on Rav. I'm in the Rashi of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down with lines of Y. It's right in the middle of Rashi. Avol Rav lo mati lepruche. This isn't a kash on Rav. The Rav moti leukma laha dukya. Rav will say the diak is as follows: the hamitzas shnei mitzdarfin l'di tumah kamar. When they both died, they combined for tumah. So, right? The case was, one's alive and one's dead. The diak is, what if they're both dead? If they're both dead, they're going to combine. Kasha and Ravasi. Rav said they never combine. What about Rav? No, Rav holds for tumah. That's that they combine for. If they're both dead. So, Ema says Ravasi, how's Ravasi going to get out of this? Says Ravasi, you made the wrong diak. Diak shouldn't be if they both died. The diak should be if they're both alive. Right? If they're both alive, ha ema ha chaye shnei mitzdarfin. Oh, but if they're both alive, they will combine. Right? What will they combine for? Avram and Achai. If they're both alive, they'll combine for Avram and Achai. But they don't combine for anything else. So Rav Asi got out of it. Umani, and who is this price go like? It must be Rabbi Yehuda. He, the Amar Eiv Menachai Noeg B'Tumah. They get Eiv Menachai by non-kosher animal. You get what they're saying. Aval Mishat Shnehem. What if they both died? What if they both dead? Mai, Oda Lachabi. Im Cain. Mai Lo Mitzdarfi. Then what if they both died? We just explained. They would not combine. Right? If they both died, they would not combine. Right? Then wait a minute. If they both died, they would not combine, because Rav Asi holds they never combine. If that's true, right? In Cain, my area derahit, why on earth, why did the betoni mitzas par v'chayi gomel? If the brisa, why the brisa teaches a funny? Says the Gemara, wait a minute. What's the case? The case is that one was alive and one was dead. The diyuk is if the and what the Mishnah say? What the brisa say? If one's alive and one's dead, then I'm a tzarek. If one's alive and one's dead, then I'm a tzarek. What if they're both dead? Also not mitzvah. What if they're both alive? No, now they're mitzvah. Right? You hear that? Well, and what if they're both dead? They're not mitzvah. Why are they not mitzvah? Because Rav Asi said one's kosher, one's not kosher. So they don't combine for tumma, and they don't combine for eating. No combine at all. So says to Gemara, wait a minute. If that's what this Bryce is saying, it's a very poor Bryce that teaches this. Ha'afilu mitzas shneim lo mitzdar. Tani v'tani mitzas para v'chaye gamal. Ha'afilu mitzas shneim lo. 1 minute. 1 second. Avol mitzas shneim my lo mitzdar. Imkain my ear derahit. My ear derahit. Why? Right. V'tani mitzas para v'chaye gamal. Why did the Mishnah have? Why did this Bryce have to give me a case where one's alive and one's dead? Wouldn't it be a much bigger chiddush if they're both dead? Ha! A few mitzvah shneim lo mitzdarfei. Even if they're both dead, it doesn't combine. Not a bigger chiddush. By the way, you know, we have a Mishnah here that started off to say, all the veil is combined. That's what the Mishnah said today. All the veil is combined. What does that mean according to Rav Asi? You know what that means? That means, listen to this, that means, not all non-kosher nevelas combine among themselves, and all non-kosher nevelas combine among themselves, right? And all kosher nevelas combine among themselves, but there's no tyrovet at all between the two of them. Two separate worlds: non-kosher animals and kosher animals. Whether it's tuma or eating, it makes no difference. They do not combine. The Mishnah says very simply: call nevelas mitzdarfes. All nevelas combine. So we have to do a little bit. No. That means all non-kosher combine with each other. Right? They have a half a kazayas of a zebra and half a kazayas of an elephant, that'll combine. And all kosher animals combine. Right? So I have a brayso that says, like, if a dead cow and a live camel, they don't combine. Of course they don't combine. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Even if they're both dead, they don't combine. Why does the brayso say it like that? That would have been a much bigger chiddush. Right? A dead animal. What? It doesn't make it, so I don't know. Now, by the way, you have to look at this little Tosas Mai. Mai ir yudurahit betani mitzas par v'chayesh gamal. Says Tosas. See the little Tosas there? Two lines. Klomar. What it means is Mai iria dinakat. Right? What's the word rahit? It's a funny word. Tosas, the word really means nakat. Why do you take? Right? Mitzas par v'chayesh gamal. Lashon Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi. And Moshe Mikutzi said that mi'ila mishuna hu mishar makomos. Me'il is different than other mitzvahs. It's different in many ways, right? It's not just different in the word they use funny words once in a while, right? Had to do that. Okay. Anyway, ba'od, let's do another kasha. Tanya, the seifa of this braisa is going to say something impossible. The seifa says, chatzi zayis para b'chayeha, a half a kizayis of a live cow, b'chatzi zayis gamal b'misasa, and a chatzi kizayis of a dead camel, in mitzdarfer, they don't combine. That's not chiddush at all. Next, avol. It's not going to make any sense. Avol, chatzi zayis mipara, v'chatzi zayis migamal, but a half a kizayis of a cow, and a half a kizayis of a camel, bein b'chayeha, bein b'misasa, mitzdarfer. That makes no sense. Kasha resha, that makes no sense. But the kasha on the resha, the Reisha just said that if they're dead, they're not mitzdarim. Right? Kasha Reisha. Asefa. The Kasha Reisha on the Sefa. The whole thing is a Kasha. Elalav Shvamina. It must be Mitzas Shnehem Mitzdarim. There's no way to get out of this. It must be that Mitzas Shnehem are Mitzdarim. It has to be the Mitzdarim. Like by the way, like the Sefa. Right? Therefore, the diuk of the Bresha must be that they're also both dead. You're also that's a ziyik. Ziyik, well, don't say they're both dead. Say they're both alive. That's impossible because the sefer says that. So what are we back to? We're back to Akasha and Ravasi. Ravasi said they never combine. Here the bride says they do combine. No, so Rav can say they combine for tumah. Doesn't say what they combine for. So Rav says they'll combine for tumah. Ravasi, they can't combine for tumah. He holds they don't. They don't. How's Ravasi going to get out of this? This is what Tosfos alluded to. Amalach Ravasi, Hai Tana Savar Itzelchal Lister. Right, this brisa, the Tana holds that Iser Chal Iser. That's why they combine. I hold like Levi holds. Right, Levi didn't make up that shita. This brisa holds that Iser Chal Iser only by Nevela. Why? As Tosfos says, it's a pasuk, a special pasuk. Iser Chal Iser. I hold in Iser Chal Iser. This price is not a cash on me. This price is the Tana holds Iser Chal Iser. If Iser Chal Iser, well, of course I can buy it. Why not? You can open a vela, and it's also trade, and that's all lump, keep on going. Iser Chal Iser. I hold in Iser Chal Iser. So for me, they don't combine. It's not a cash on me. It's a completely different world. It's the world of Iser Chal Iser. I don't hold from it. No, exactly, exactly. It's not kosher anyway. Anyway, you're not allowed to eat it because it's not kosher. Right? Anyway, you're not allowed to eat it because it's not kosher. What? You do. Why? Because it's a nevela. Oh, that's a good question. It's a tumas nevela by a non-kosher animal. I don't know. I would say there probably is. There probably is. Because tumas not nevela. You have to hire it, but it's not an ether. Right? Not an Itzer. Maybe for Kohen, maybe. It's a, you know, that's very Lundish stuff. I don't know. It's a good question. It's already Usher. But I think we're talking about, you know, he's through Malchus. So once it's Usher, it can't be Usher a second time. But about Tumah, I think there is Tumah by non-kosher animal. I think there is. You hear that? That's Ravasi's answer. That's Ravasi. I'm talking about Anis Achalissa. Anis Achalissa, they never combine. Did Bryce say they do? Yeah! He holds Anis Achalissa. So therefore what? That of course they combine. It all flows hand in hand. If you're not allowed to eat a non-kosher animal, and also you're not allowed to eat a non-kosher animal that died without, funny, if it died without shechita, if so, what does that mean? If you shech the non-kosher animal, what's the story if you shech the non-kosher animal? What? Might not be in the veil, right? You know that story. Have it hard to tell that story? Famous story. It's a mushel. There's a woman. The Nesiv says over this mushroom. It's an amazing story. You can use this anywhere. The Nesiv says it's over. Because there was once a woman who was very sick. She was very sick. She was on her deathbed. Doctor comes. Doctor says, the only way she's going to survive is if she eats pig. It's the only remedy. So the husband says, okay, you got a pig. So the wife says, I'm not eating pig. It's not kosher. So the husband tells her, no, you don't understand. The doctor said that otherwise you're going to die, you're allowed to. It's not one of the big three. You're allowed to eat the pig. We'll get the pig. So she says, you know what? I'm so, she's on a deathbed. I'm so repulsed by eating this pig, I can't. You know what? Maybe we could shecht it properly. We'll shecht it properly. We'll do a valid shechita. At least I should have like the trappings of kosher. We go to the rabbi. That's the rabbi. My wife wants it. He says, do it. What do you care? So they bring the pig to the shochet, to the butcher. The kosher butcher, right? And he shechts it. And after he shechts it, he notices there's a kasha on the lung. So he takes the lung to the Rav to ask the Rav whether or not this lung is a shiloh. You hear this? So he brings it to the rabbi. The rabbi says, it's a pig. After all, it's a pig. Right? The nimshal is, you can have all the trappings and all the outward display of kashra. At the end of the day, it's still a pig. Let's get real. It's still a pig. What's going on here? Right? You can get so caught up in what you're doing, you don't even realize. What's going on here? It's a pig. You can't be a kasha on the pig. It's not kosher. Right? With the chumras of the... Right? It's an unbelievable story. Right? So, getting back to your answer. It's so common sense, right? The point is, you can get so caught up. You're doing the wrong thing. You have kasha on what you're doing wrong. Right? So can shechita save a non-kosher animal from being an avela? I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Okay. But I don't think we hold like that anyway. I think we hold Enitz or Chalitza. Oh, so Rabbi Huda said you can have even a chayin shaper. So then we learned that Gemara because it goes back to the brothers, right? That we had that story that the Torah was chayin shalacha, and even the Torah was given by what the brothers do. The brothers were told Evra Nachai, right? In Parashat Vayikra, so they only hold Evra Nachai from kosher animals. There was no tzibur in kosher animals then. Remember? Yeah. I think that was why we said Rabbi Huda held that. Okay. Next. I'm Rabbi Huda, my rab. Achila shrotim, loka alav kedayit. Now, this statement sounds so simple. The shear for eating shrotim is a kedayit. Right? Now, there's a separate issue we're going to do tomorrow called a beria, which means if you eat a complete ant. Now, an ant is less than a kedayit. No question about that. However, it's a complete animal. So we're not talking about that. What if you eat a half an ant, another half, and you eat up all the halves, and it has to add up to a kedayit? That's the shear of eating non-kosher animals. Doesn't make a difference if it's not what it is, right? Armi v'dem harav, achila shrotzim, loka olav v'kizayit. My taima, why? Very simple. Achila k'shiv v'hu. Right? It says achila. And throughout this Torah, the shear for achila, everywhere, is a kizayit. The only one place where it's not a kizayit is by Yom Kippur, because it doesn't say achila. It never says you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It never says that. It does say, V'inisu es nafshol seichem. You should have inui. Never says eating. That's why the shear is different. The shear is bigger. Right? Vatani. So, now we're going to have a kash on that. The kash is a pasuk from this week's parsha. It's at the very end of Parsha's Kedoshim. It's one of the last things. It's the first pasuk of Matthew. Parsha's Kedoshim. What does it say? In that pasuk. Vatani Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Kamei Dov Yochanan. It says like this. Vivdaltem, and you should separate between behema hatahora, between the kosher animals, the tamea, and the non-kosher. Like you think, what's this doing in the end of Kedoshim? Shouldn't this be in Shmini? Like all of a sudden, out of left field, the pasuk pipes up and stay away from the non-kosher animals, right? Vivdaltem behema tamea hatahora tamea, from the kosher animals to the non-kosher. Bena of tamei latahar, between the non-kosher birds and the kosher birds. Now the pasuk says, "Velo tishaksu es nafsho sechem." Don't make your soul disgusting. What does that mean? Don't make your soul disgusting. What does that mean? Rashi here says that means don't eat things that are not kosher. Right? Rashi says it's a sheketz to eat things that are not kosher. So these words, "Velo tishaksu es nafsho sechem," don't make your soul disgusting, means what does it mean? It means don't eat them. Bebehema ubaof. With animals, birds, and with everything that crawls on the ground, that I separated to become tamei. So it's a very funny pasuk, because the pasuk starts off telling you not to eat the things that are not kosher, and it ends off with talking about tumah. What kind of pasuk is that? So says the Gemara, pasuk hakasa b'achila. The pasuk starts off talking about eating, right? By the way, the pasuk never says the word eating. Says it should separate, it's the shaksu, never says eating. Ubisayah b'tumah. But it ends up talking about tumah. So there's a connection. Ma tumah b'ka adasha. Just like tumah is the size of a adasha, a bean, the shear for tumah is smaller than the shear for eating. Why? I don't know why, but it just is. Talacha Moshe Sinai. Afachila b'ka adasha. So too eating is also the size of a bean. By the way, what is that talking about? Only talking about creepy crawly things. Why? Because the last word of tumah is by creepy crawly things. It says, "Ubachal asher tirmo to adama," everything that crawls, asher avdalti lachem l'tama, that I separated regarding tumah. Just like shratim, the shear of tumah is an adasha. So too for shratim, the shear of eating is also an adasha. And by the way, someone said this over, and v'kal ser b'yochanan l'rav. And Rabbi Yochanan gave up, sorry, Bekal said, Rabbi Yochanan, what unbelievable drasha. Oh, beautiful drasha. He praised him. If he praised him, then if he held from it. Right? If he held from it, then obviously the shear of eating is not a kedayah. It's a adasha. Bekasha l'rav, and it's a kasha on rav. Says Rashi. So what can Rav and Pilchon argue? Kakasha is this. Right? Kakasha is this. So Rashi answers, he answers, where is it? Where's the answer? One second. Wait, who asked that question? It wasn't Rashi. It was someone else. It was Tosfos. I'm sorry, Tosfos. Tosfos says, look at Tosfos, the Kalati Rabbi Yochanan. See, the first one. It's the third Tosfos of the page. The Kalati Rabbi Yochanan, you see it? Kalati Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Shetija, Rabbi Salafanov, Vim Kain, Kasha, Larav, Damar, Bekadais, below Gavra, Agavra. It's not a Kasha on Amanda Omrim. Rav said this, and Rabbi Yochanan said that. It's not true. Dimistabra, Taime Dirav, Mishum Duleka Mandapolit. Rav only said it because no one argued on him. The Gam Mapik Milton Mikroi. He also had a Pasuk. Right? But Rav didn't have a Pasuk. He said, well, Achil is always considered. So in other words, it's not that it's a Katman, it's Machlokas. Rav apparently was the prevailing Shita. There's nobody that argued on this. All of a sudden, Rav comes along, oh, look what my Talmud said. He said something so different. He said, it can't be pshat. So it's a kasha. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, not a kasha. Kan, when we said the shear is by an adasha, that's bimisasa. That's when the shratzim are dead. Kan, when Rav said that the shear is a kezayis, we're talking about bichayehen, when they're alive. Right? Why? When they're alive, there is no tumah. So the comparison between tumah and eating doesn't apply. There's no tumah by live shratzim. No tumah by live shratzim. There's no tumah by live anything in the world except for humans. Right? Live animals are never tumah, only dead ones. As opposed to humans. Right? They can be tumah alive and dead. So what says Rav, when did I say my sheet of a kedayis? That's when they're alive. I hear what you're comparing tumah to. I hear that comparison. That's the sheret is dead. The sheret is dead, the shear for achila goes down to an adasha. True. But if it's alive, it stays in a kedayis. Amalei Abaya, Rav Abbas Nisan Koy. Wait a minute. Rav was commenting on our Mishnah. And what did our Mishnah say? Umas Nisan Kol Ashratzim Ketani Afilu Mitasan. Even when they're dead. Rav didn't make any comparison, any differentiation, right? We forgot, our Mishnah was just a small little Mishnah that Kol Shkatzim Mitasan Zan Zan. No difference alive, no difference dead. So the Gemara answers. Skip the parentheses. Amalei Rav Yosef, Hahi Diyuka Delachi. No, your diuk is wrong. You say that Rav was commenting on our Mishnah. Is that true? Rav Shmaiti Ba'amad Dukamar. Rav just said something stam out of the book. He didn't say it in response to our Mishnah. He said it's stam out of the book. Therefore, if he said it's stam out of the book, therefore what? Therefore, he was only talking about lying. Dead. He agrees. It's a adasha. Okay. Now we're going to ask the next guy. The Kal say Rabbi Yochanan? Did Rabbi Yochanan really praise this guy? Did Rabbi Yochanan really praise the Shita? Oh, unbelievable Shita. Meshve, wait a minute. Ha'evarin, any limb, right? Any limb of a live person, or any live thing, ain't lehem shear. There's no shear. Why? Because a limb is considered a full thing. Afilu pachas mi kezayis nevelu, even if it doesn't a kezayis. Upachas ma kadasha, ben asheret temeyin. Or a sheret, same story. The shear for a sheret is a adasha. The tumah, if it's a full limb, it's like a berry. Exactly. But Rabbi Yochanan ain't lokin aleim ela b'kazayis. But says Rabbi Yochanan, but you don't get malchus unless it's a kazayis, right? As Rashi says, But Rabbi Yochanan ain't ochel lokin aleim ela b'kazayis. But hashtamash with Rabbi Yochanan koi a high brayta devarin. This brisa is certainly talking about dead things. Why? The katania filipachas mikazayis nevela. Rabbi Yochanan ain lokin ela b'kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan says in black and white, the shear for eating is a kazayis. The hechi kalsi Rabbi Yochanan lahad Rabbi Yosi b'rechanina. How could Rabbi Yochanan praise Rabbi Yosi b'rechanina the lokin alein b'kadasha and he praised him because he came to share his akadasha? Right, which is certainly not true. Now, Rabbi Yochanan himself is a stira. How could he praise him for saying a kedusha when he himself says in this bride over here, commenting it's a kedayis? The Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Mubdalin Davar Akasov. The pasuk itself gives you the answer. In other words, look at the next Rashi. Amar Rava, Mubdalin Davar Akasov. Ready? When the Torah is separated, what does that mean? Taha Dekalsi Rabbi Yochanan Lahi. When did Rabbi Yochanan praise his Talmud? Matom Abadasha, Afachil Abadasha. That the shear is only a dasha. That's where the muvdala davra kasev, where the Torah distinguishes bahani diksiv behed vivdaltem, where the Torah says they're separated. What's that? Bahani ches shratim shabat Torah shemuvdala mishar shratim, where the Torah singled out these eight shratim. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said the shear is an adasha. The chumar in linyan tuma yosim in achirim, and the shear of tuma is different. Dachirim lo b'tamo klal. Only those eight shrutzim are tummy. There's no tumah by the ninth sheret. There is no such thing. Right? Only those eight. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said, since there's tumah, and tumah is an adasha, achil is also an adasha. However, ubahanu kamar kwa demashma achil na mikadasha. Bahad Rabbi Yochanan ain't lokin alay in elabach hizayis. Rabbi Yochanan said, in order to eat an avela, the shear is a kedayis, the shear of a sheret, right? It's one of the other shrotzim in the world, not these eight. Lo koy abraisa, the braisa vade mari b'shrotzim she ain't on moved all the kamar Yochanan lokal el b'kedayis. When it's one of the eight shrotzim, since the Torah is so machmir that there's tumah by these eight, right? Since it's tumah by these eight, the shear is an adasha. The shear for eating them is an adasha, just like the tumah. What about the other million, billion shrotzim in the world? No, then the shears are kazayas, like everything else. Like every other achil, the shears are kazayas. That's how we answer the problem. Good? Right? So, by the way, this is something that I always thought about this. So we say that all animals are nevelos when they die. So it's only mammals, right? Only animals. Not shrotzim, except for the eight. Right? That must be shot. In other words, let's say find the sheres, it's not one of the eight. Right? If that dies, that's not nevela. But a dog is a nevela. Dog's not kosher. A cat, a bear, all these things would be nevela. That's what I think the pshat is. Okay. What? Right. I don't know if there's no tumah by a dead insect. Right? The kids could torture them when they die all they want all day long in the afternoon, right? That's not a tumah. Except unless it's a mammal. Right? Okay.
So 1 minute. If that's true, then behemoth nami liflug game of dollars or shame of dollars. Let's say the same thing by behemoth. Let's make it the sheep. Let's do this. Any behemoth that's special. Which behemoths are special? Kosher ones. Any behemoths that are special should also have different rules.
What kind of different rules should they have? Right?
That what would be the special rule? That now the shear for eating, the shear for tumah by a non kosher animal, the shear for tumah is a kedayis. However, says Rashi, explaining the Gemara, what the question is: let's say that it's a non kosher animal, which is not separated by the Torah, non kosher animal, separate, right? If it's a non kosher animal, the shear for tumah should be a kibetza, a different shear. After all, if you say that by a shrotim, why don't you say it by animals? The Gemara answers, Amalei, no, Kikarach Makish Rachmana, when the Torah compares Tumah to eating, Labal Tashaksu, that's only regarding the Bal Tashaksu aspect. Abul Shiurin, lo, but not regarding Shiurin. What does that mean? So says Rashi, Labal Tashaksu. Kamash Malan, with the third line. The Achas Nevelos Behema Temeah. The Achas Nevelos Behema Tahora. Ve'achad shrotzim, mechayev ha'ochlan, mishum bal tashak tsunami. You're all chayev, a separate itzer, for doing something that's disgusting. Eating the vela, whether it's kosher, non-kosher, or sheretz, it makes no difference. Lafushe means to add on, lav b'nevelas behemet tmeya, levad me lav d'nevela. In addition to the nevela, the ikka lav d'lo tashak tsu, the lav, the behema tameya. In other words, to add on a separate lav. Okay? But to say that the shiurim are different, that we only say by shvatim. All right? Good? Wasn't so bad. All right, we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.